This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, here's what you do. You do not even ask the question until you have consumed all of the material on this channel. That includes every podcast and every video. Because chances are, at this point, with all the material that is out, that question has already been answered. But if for some reason it is not, you can go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. A link will be provided in the show notes and in the YouTube description. So, hooray for arbitrary numbers. I think by the time you listen to this, we will be really close to or may have surpassed 100,000 subscribers on the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel. So, cheers to all of you. Thank you for making this channel what it is. And I got to say, we've done it in a very short amount of time. I sat on about 55 subscribers for about 4 months because I wasn't putting out any other videos except for the first three or four that I did. And then once the podcast came into play, I think back in June 2018, then everything else started really going. And really in that amount of time is where we did all the things that we did. Pretty unheard of, I gotta say. So a big thanks to all of you. But you gotta wonder too, why does a channel like this do as well as it does in that short amount of time without telling you what you want to hear, without promising crazy, insane results, without giving you those little instant gratification one-hitters that most people are looking for, and with probably you and I's first interaction was me making fun of the way you like to trade? That's a lot to get over. But I'm going to tell you the main reason why this channel works as well as it does and why people keep coming back to it and why we have such a loyal following at this point. It's because the methods work. You see it in the comments section of almost every single podcast and video I do, to where you do not see it in my competitions videos. Real life success stories in what really does amount to a pretty short amount of time. People who have never gotten good results trading this market before, but stuck with it anyway, are now all of a sudden getting great results for the first time ever. That stuff's contagious. And I'll tell you what, I'll put my 100,000 subscribers up against anybody else's subscribers out there. And I'll tell you why. And this is where I'm actually going to pat myself on the back, because very early on, and I gave this a lot of thought before I started the channel, I wanted to make sure that at the very beginning, I was able to rid myself of the instant gratification monkeys, the whiny babies, and the egomaniacs right out of the gate. I set out to purposely upset those people because those people are hardwired not to succeed in a market like this. Those who come into the comments section and say that there's only one way to do things, and that way is the RSI or support and resistance, whatever the case is. Those people who don't want to learn a great, well-put-together system simply because they don't like the way I talk. Or those people who don't have the base minimum level of patience to sit through a 5-minute introduction. I was able to filter those people out right away. So for those of you who are here with us right now, congratulations, you made it through. And I hope you're reaping the rewards. And just know, if you haven't yet, it's probably only a matter of time if you put in the work and do things the right way. And for all of you, I want you to understand too, this is just the beginning. A lot of you have very bright futures in this market. And at least for another few months here, I'm going to continue to provide you the groundwork for what will hopefully become the next 5, 10, 15 years of your life. So I feel like this is only the beginning for the No Nonsense Forex channel, and it's only the beginning for you. So I will now raise my water glass in the air and say, here's to a bright future. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 57's question is from Stefan from Bergen, Norway. And Stefan asks, VP, is there anything I can do to avoid gapping in the Forex market? So let's go back to short answer, long answer. Short answer, no, but don't worry about it. So this is a question that does come up time to time. It did on Ask VP, and it still comes up sometimes in the YouTube comments section. And it's an illogical fear. I don't know why anybody really worries about this. I think this is something that might have carried over from stock trading, because gaps happen far more often there than they do in our market. And I think you guys know why, correct? Who knows why? Well, because our market is continuous up until the weekends. So if we ever do see any gapping at all, it only happens on the Monday candle or the Sunday candle, depending on where you're at. And it only occurs if there was something that happened over the weekend that would cause it to. Now, a lot of times it could just be the big banks doing whatever they want to do, but they will scapegoat something that happened over the weekend as the reason to why that happened. Don't believe me? Wait until it happens, and then go check Forex Twitter. They will explain it away somehow. Now, the fear is, like anything else, that this gap is going to run past your stop loss and just keep running, and you are going to lose a ton of pips in one fell swoop. So again, a very illogical fear that will probably never actually happen to you. And if you guys go back to the flash crash episode of the podcast, the same thing that applies there applies here as well. Whenever you do see these gaps, and again, they don't happen that often, we'll talk about that in a minute, but they are almost always occurring with the trend. Go back and look. They almost always do. And if they don't, those gaps typically fill in right away. And if you remember the big banks video and you understand how they operate, this makes a lot of sense. Most traders chase reversals, and so when price moves and moves one direction for a period of time, this is the big banks punishing retail traders who continue to try and chase reversals. And a gap is usually just them punishing them faster. Now, do I know for sure this is the case? No. But it's my best guess. And that guess does make a lot of sense if you think about it. So my advice to all of you is, if you are trading the no-nonsense Forex way, this will probably never affect you in a real negative way. But if it does, just write it off and just eat the loss. All right, chances are it's not going to be a huge loss. And if it is, you know what? You've had worse losses for dumber things in the past, and you were probably able to work your way out of those. And traders, please stop thinking that this happens even more than just a little bit, because it doesn't. I went to the one place where it's probably more likely to happen than anywhere else, and that's the Euro-dollar chart. And to make it easy, I put it on weekly candles. And I went all the way back, let's see, today it's late July 2019. I went all the way back to April 2018. And I said, okay, let's see if I can find a situation to where price gapped over the weekend more than 30 pips, let's say. Because even that's not really significant in my mind, but I needed to start somewhere. And maybe I didn't see it correctly because I didn't spend a ton of time on it, but guess how many times I found a situation where price gapped up more than 30 pips? 2 times. Once on the 28th of April, 2019, and then again on the 10th of June, 2018. And that was it. And both those gaps filled pretty fast. And then for the sake of accuracy, I did check other charts, and I did actually find it happening a little more often in cross pairs, but I'm looking at about 70 candles, and this is happening about 3 or 4 times. So these odds are terrible. Not only does it have to happen, but you have to be in the trade and going a certain direction and having your stop loss in just the right place. I mean, the odds of all these things happening, traders. But this is where I think emotion, as always, makes you stupid. It happens once to you, you flip out, and you say, oh my God, I never want this to happen again, and you don't look at the actual numbers behind this. If you did, you would realize just how foolish this fear actually is. Now, I know for a lot of you that are just starting the system, trading the daily chart is new to you. And you got to wonder, hey, do I take any caution over the weekend? Now, we did talk about this, but one, you really don't at all. And in terms of gaps, don't worry about them. Trade Fridays exactly like you would trade any other day. Gaps are a boogeyman that you will probably never even encounter. In 10 years of trading, I cannot think of one time where a weekend gap completely screwed me out of money. But I can think of a handful of times where it actually worked in my favor. But honestly, traders, this is one of the last things you should ever be concerning yourself with. We have it really good in this market. We don't have to worry about gaps throughout the week, day by day, because our market runs continuous. They may still happen once in a great, great while, but it's once in a great, great while, traders. Play the odds. And then if they ever do happen, it's typically because of some kind of news event that happens over the weekend, and most of the news events that we really concern ourselves with don't happen over the weekend. It would have to be something freakishly out of nowhere, more times than not, to really have any significant effect on what we're trading. And then you add in the fact that it affects no-nonsense Forex traders less than it would anybody else because we're trend traders, and these gaps will typically go with the trend, and even if they don't, they fill right away. And so after all of this, if you still find yourself on the negative side of a weekend gap, close out your trade, take the loss, and move on knowing that it's probably going to be years before this ever happens to you again. And if it has happened to you, let's say more than once in a calendar year, you're probably not trading our way anyway. So my advice here wouldn't even apply to you. So traders, thanks again for making this channel what it is. And again, if you have made it this far, you are here for a reason. You are where the 99% are not. But this also means you have a responsibility to do the things that the 99% are not doing. Simply following the channels they're not following is not good enough. You need to follow through. You need to put in the work. Throughout the week, while the 99% are wasting time, you need to be out there perfecting your system and being absolutely relentless. Saying you want this lifestyle is one thing. Proving it is another. So go get it.